Hello, everybody.
Hi,
Abby.
Liam.
Yeah, I mean, nowhere in the world would be more
I wonder. I mean, that's an interesting. Yeah, but still, like, the mirror is just one you see, but don't imagine the mirror nowadays. Yeah, but still, the issue is there. I don't know. Yeah, but he didn't have. Okay. It's interesting. Yeah,
well,
yeah, but I don't know. What was that?
It's a long time ago. Don't imagine what you know, Daisy.
Okay. One second. Five, can you erase the board, please? No, I had nothing to do with 504. I know he passed away last week. All I know is his farm. Now, I've read his farm a lot, but I mean, so have many people. And I read many of his farm cover to cover, which I'm sure a lot of other people have also done. But I didn't know him at all in Brooklyn. I once met his son in Brooklyn, the Helka Simon, but I never met him. Okay. Oh, I see Jesse, you're back in America?
Just done it Friday morning, Rebbe.
Okay, 1 second. What's the... Okay, Rebel, sorry. We were talking about children. Let's just gather some of what we were talking about. And we have to fill in a few details in building, right? One question we had was, what's the getter of token? What's the sort of physical getter of token? Getter of token, and then we had two issues. One was, how about doc, right? That was sort of Reina Hananel versus pretty much everyone. One, what about chito? Doc, that is Reina Hananel versus Shah Rishonim, and we talking like Shah Rishonim again, Rabbeinu Hananel. Number two is the Bir Halacha quotes from the Reim through the Beis Yosef that number two, the Reim, who said, we're not going to the getters through the Beis Yosef. That is a Bir Halacha, says Lamaita, you should make it Gadol Tzad, right? Don't rely on just not doing it, but refine it, make it a little bigger. And the third issue that we ended with was, what about one or two-dimensional cutting? Right? What about one or two-dimensional cutting? I want to add, like, what about a slighted or strips, right? And they're not everyone's so makbid, but what are slices or strips? The Tzemach Tzedek, we said, quoted, actually brought in the safer, you look it up on the shelf, it's a nice safer to look up sometimes, even if you're not. A Chabadnik or Chaim Noah. What do we have? We have the Tzok HaTzolchan, the shame, the Tzemach Tzedek, meaning he was talking that way, right? Or the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Ksos HaShulchan Alki Rashi, right? Remember the Rashi about the cutting the reeds? Said it in Tobin. And then we had the Igret Moshe and the Menchot Shlomo, who said it's not Tobin. The history of Rashi, no. It's been in Hagen on Rashi. They just said that food is different from reeds for basket making, right? They said it's slightly different. What they call it seems to be more or less the same thing. Well, Mazalman said, well, food still needs to be chewed if it's strict, if it's or slices. So therefore, it's not really so common yet. While little reeds for making baskets are all done, right? They're never going to get smaller. Food's still going to get smaller. These stricter baskets are not going to get smaller. Or as Ramon just said, very similar. Food you could chop smaller. And these baskets, if you chop them small, they won't be any good. So basically, just relative. You know, the reeds for basket, this is the smallest useful proper way you want them. Well, for foods, they're not the smallest. And one thing I didn't quote, which is why I won't put on the board, is I forgot to mention the Aruch HaShabbos. He quotes Rav Yashiv in Perek A, Halacha. Perek Hey, Halacha, Dalid, the Aruch HaShabbos Hey Dalid. Right. The shame of Yachid, and that how he popped. He said it depends. Slices are mutter, but strips are utter. Slices are mutter. Ah, come on, they fill two dimensions. But, you know, if you make carrots into little strips, he doesn't say exactly how little it has to be, then that is utter, that's what he said. You can't make ritsuos dakos without defining dakos. He said that's like Rashi. Rashi made it into thin, stringy things, not thin slices. The mic that still the Shir Tabak Okasa doesn't discuss explicitly to the beginning of his discussion token of footnote. He seems pretty clearly to not want to offer. It's a big enough, it's already controversial whether even Yeruko's doc is up in the first place. None of the Rishonim ever discussed cutting into slices or strips, etc. It seems like a big finish to Matmir. Seems like a big thing not here. Lamaisa, we can follow the Shir Shabbos and Ramosa and assume that it is mutter. Okay. Yes.
I mean, you have any sushi thin strips, you make a big roll, you cut the vegetables very thin.
You have to cut vegetables very thin
for long.
Yeah, long vegetables and sushi. So that seems to be what Earl Yashiv would answer, although it's always hard to tell how thin he means. You know, we don't have Matzvah Yashiv, we don't have his original formulation here. He said he heard from King Shaman of Bishain, he didn't hear from. He heard in the name of that Ritsuos Dakos is author. Exactly how Doc, we're not sure. But Lamaisa, I don't think we have to be so modern. A lot of the other action we saw was the Het Peirim. And what cases is Tochein Mutter? And we started last time with Shinun. Right, we're not going to go back into the detail. Shinoi, we discussed all the kula of Shinoi. The next thing we discussed was how about Oakland, let's call it Oakland, right? Things that are ready to eat as opposed to flour. That we call it a machlokas Rishonim, many Rishonim, each in their own specific formulation. And we basically had four shitas to summarize what we had beforehand. We had the Tolpo, the Rambam, each in their own way, and the Rush said there's no Queen of Oakland. Then we had the other Rishonim, will be the Magen Avraham, right? The Rishonim Achirim. Lefi Magen Avraham, the big finish, which remember the were quoted in the Mishnah Berurah based on the Diyuk and the Rama, but didn't like him to be Allah, but the modern Pokemon don't like it. Says Mother M after Lapol. The Lee Pito author based on maybe two at the view from the Rama. M E after Lapol. The Lee Pito. And then we had the other Rishonim. I guess because Tosfos went by room, right? Tosfos went by room people, but it's almost the same, right? It's almost the same. Sorry, you're right. I wrote it wrong. Says, Officer Lakto Bishvil Anachem Ein Yecholim Lakol. Right? That's better. Thank you. And then we had Lapida Bir Halakha, who said author, and that is how we popped in. But what we say, there was one exception. The exception was that that Bishrama Tradition. Mother, and Aina Gidule Tarka. Right, and we popped in like this, Trimatha Deshen, that Oakland, things that are written, that are ethical, are Mother than Gidule Tarka. Okay, I think that's most of what we saw last time without getting into the details. So now let's go on to see some. Other questions of Hagdara and other questions of Heterim. Let's go to, and we noticed one sort of caveat to the Heter. What's the caveat to the Heter? That even when there's a Heter, you're not allowed to use it to you put the cock because of the difficult. Even though the Truma Tadesha was conveyed that meat and cheese, etc., are no problem. We look at the concept of author because of Obdidachol. Okay, we'll put that on. The Kli Hami Yukad Blitzkina in the case of the Trum Sadeshen Mishom Obdidachol. Right, obviously it's machinery, not you're completing the Tina. The truth is maybe that's a little bit even of what the Mitchell Brewer said. He said, even if you use the back of a knife, you have to do it in a bowl, not in a mortar, because otherwise we open the hole. And even if you use the machinery on one side, the other way, still can't figure out the back of the open the hole. And he's saying, even the truth of the dimension, come back to that. Now we're in your base, and we are up to, let's start again from your base. And that was the machlokas. I'm going to run close to the cane very dafka. And the beer alaka question that. And the modern day posting don't like them. I'm going to run the dafka payros with a dome about the author of a mother. Only payros with a dome. We have no idea what film until we finish the sentence. That means things that were not seriously ground. Of a mother, the fire leaves, they have heard to go the home for Nifkan, ain't Lakosh, the ain't token, Akar token. Okay, that's the new answer. Ain't token, Akar token. Okay, so you're allowed to be token bread, for example, which is already made from flour. Ain't token, Akar token. This is not found in the it's not found in the Gemara. The Ramah quotes it from the Hagos Harmonios, the Mordechai, and the Ran, and the Smag from the Rishonim. But even though it's not found in the Gemara, we all the Rishonim assume that it's the Dover Pacha, maybe similar in Bishal Achar Bishal. And therefore, we are Mako in Token after Token. With one exception, the Mishnah Brewer here someplace says the exception. This would be in 1 second.
In the Bir Halacha, Gibra Maskal Apar Lechem, Vapila Batakin Motor, and Lova Kliam Yuchedes Likisha, Kilomirkos Mask of the Matesh of Albert Mogvinus of Revised in the Canal. Okay, but you can't use a Kliam Yuch of the Kak because a Kliam Yuch of the Kak is also Mishom of the Kol. So that's the second case where we find the issue of the Kol. You can't use a grater or anything like that for meat or cheese or bread. There's a big discussion which comes up in a few places. If you turn for a second to Simon Shin Beis Siv Zayin, if you wish, or you can listen. The Shulchan Aruch says, now not everyone passes like the Shulchan Aruch, but I think we briefly mentioned it. Perhaps Tich Albedo, you have dry mud on your clothing. And Shin Beis, the Simon of Liban. Remember, we referred to Shin Beis, I think, to its past about whether you can get clean clothing wet or not. Here it's a man, if you have dried mud on your clothes, etc. The Yesh Mepharshan, the Hani Mili Lach. The Yesh Mepharshan, a Hani Mili Lach. This is only true if it is moist mud, wet mud. What if you have dried mud on your clothing? Under all circumstances to get to flick or rub really dried mud off your clothing. To have a toching, that's toching. There's toching by dried mud, meaning wet mud is not toching. If you take it off your clothing, it's not going to fall into little pieces. But dried mud, if you scrape it off your clothing, it can turn into tiny little pieces. That's the answer of toching. Okay, the whole discussion not getting into here. But if toching, that thick reaches all means really fast, etc. The Ikharum, there's toching in mud. And we find a few places in Shas that there is toching by dirt, etc. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger here, on this Shulchan Aruch, says the Zion, where did he go? I found the first word. Here we are. No. The Zion Yavesh. Here we go. Continues where we keep it eager. Some place. I found the first word. It's a real where we keep it eager. Here we are. Up there we go. Talking in the old show house a few pages later. Lakori is London. Given the skill, how you have a horror. How did mud get on your clothes? There was dirt on the ground and it got wet and turned into mud, but it was little pieces. So, why is it a problem to be toking dry mud? It was already a little piece of mud. That is the question of the Rabbi Kiva Eger. There he doesn't answer. He doesn't answer. And there are many answers to this question. The English has a different one, but I just give three answers to this question. Shall still cut the answers based on the combination. The Chazan Ish says that, you could give various answers, perhaps. But he says that ain't talking about her token really just means if a person puts together something with a little piece in, there's a din, it's very complex, and Hilchos Taros, whether it's word other or Hebrew or not, if a person puts them together, so that counts as one thing or many things, basically it's only if a person glue them together, then they're not considered to be together, and therefore the zodiac are token. But if naturally they coalesce, then there's still a third token. The problem is the answer token after token really just means that if they were artificially joined together like bread, you need them and bake them in an oven, then it's mutter to pulverize them again. But if they naturally came together, that's part of nature, and even mud is part of nature, and dry mud is part of nature, right? There's stuff. If it rains, the sun comes out, and therefore there is token after token. So that's one way of answering that there is token after token if it naturally came together. Another answer is what the Kosovo. What Shmir Shabbat says based on the Chazanish. Chazanish doesn't, I couldn't find the Chazanish addressing your behavior. The Chazanish says depends if it's natural or not. So what about Kosh Yah?
Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shin Beis, Zion.
The Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa is in a footnote in someplace. It's in a footnote someplace. It's not good enough for you. All right, I have to find it for you. Okay, I'll have to find a few later, but it's definitely in a footnote on the share. Here it is. Chaf Zion, maybe it's in Chaf Zion. Chaf Zion says the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. Says there's no token after token. And then he quotes the Chazanish and goes short of that. You can answer with Eger.
So that's put no Chaf Zion. Put no Chaf Zion. Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. Ha'ara Chaf Zion. Al-Ki Chazanish. Because that is a natural debug. A natural debug is more common. But any kind of food that you put together, which is artificial man-made debug, that ain't token after token. The Tosaf Shulchan in Kuf Chaf Tes footnote 16. Kuf Chaf Tes. Ha'ara 16. Again, Ha'ara is in the Tosaf doesn't mean Ha'ara, it really means like Sukkot. Just where he goes into more detail. I can go on. All right, so come. He answers that it didn't be foods and non-foods. Ain't token after token is only for foods. Ain't token after token is only for foods. Because foods, once you grind them and you process them and you make them into something, which is edible, delicious for eating, etc., then it's not really significant if you recrust them again. But for non-foods, you yes, and this also answers this Bethesda that says you brine pottery, even though it's man-made. So non-foods, because non-foods are different. Non-foods, there's token after token. However, the answer starts with Shisas HaShabbos, which Shisas HaShabbos says, I know he's the first, but he's the first everyone quotes. He says, no, ain't token after token is only if it was not put together as one really, if it wasn't put together to be one strong thing that's again like bread. I mean, there's one loaf of bread, right? You take your wheat, you grind it into a gazillion specks of flour, then you bake into bread. But the bread is so soft that you see it's like made of all different things. It's not like a hard pepto like in the first place. But when mud dries or you make pottery or other things that become a very hard pizza, then that, he says, is like for us, as part of it, maybe even a bit of it, maybe for, that's kind of the lamaita, you see my book, like bishol or bishol, like being written by water. Ain't bishol or bishol, like thought by schnitzel. It's not going to get raw again. By really the schnitzel, I haven't done anything. It's still cooked, that's all. But there is this bottle of it by water. If I boil water and it cools down, now it's just cold water again. And when I think like there is this bottle of it, though, if the original bishop was undone. Likewise, here, there's token and I heard token. The first token was undone, which is very soft and recognizable, that it's made of a lot of little pieces of flour. That's and that we would say ain't token after token. Because the original peanut is so fast. But dried mud, which looks like it did, which just looked like one clump, which, maybe once upon a time, I mean, cycle forever since my debris, whether it's packed or loose, et cetera. That's the big chumra of the Shisa Shabbat, tremendous chumra of the Shisa, and this is one that makes a difference. Because when it comes to non-foods being made, macro and token, acro token, it's bigger. Who's being token some of the non-foods anyway? When it comes to things that were put together naturally, but over here, what he's saying is that even within foods, some foods ain't token after token, and some foods ain't token after token. Depends if they were glued together. I'm saying glued together. Glued together so hard that you erase the original thing or not. Now, I admit, you have to monitor exactly, just like by in Bishol, you have to monitor exactly what it means. Barden, Ashkenazin, right? So we know the focus. You have to monitor what it means. But if the thing, so she said that if you if Nisbatel, Nisbatla, Hatchina, Harishona.
That's what he answered, Rekiva Eger.
Hatha, Nisbatla, Hatchina, Harishona, because it became one from that. Then, now, it's up to be token again. And that's where all the modern day posting go crazy. How do we know when we have bread? We can talk about bread. Everything else besides bread, how do we know when there's token after token? When there is not token after token. It gets involved in other things, the big machlokas, and even how to pay that big machlokas, even can you crumble up your bread to be your coming, gather in the wind on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to burn fire. But we talking, you're allowed to get token after token. There's something that says, they told those that hey, because now you're not doing it for food, you're doing it for beer buckets. That's really a different story.
Look at chocolate, right? You take cocoa beans, you grind them up into a powder, you make them into chocolate. But now a chocolate bar looks like a real hunk of chocolate. Can you crush the chocolate bar in chops? Okay, I don't know how might it is anyway, because either way, you can't use a grater because that would be open to cold. So otherwise, it's a lot of effort to crush the chocolate bar.
Sure, you want to do.
Or the other big issue is pills. You know how sometimes, like, you might want to crush a pill and put it in food, mix it into food or something, right? For whatever reason, I think people live with a little kid or whatever. Can you crush a pill on chops? Or is that a problem of token? After all, pills are made, they make little powder. Are they pills? They make all the things, the little powders. They mix together all the right ingredients they want, and then they make it into a pill. So, can you crush pills on Shabbos? What? Mm-hmm. Yes, but the problem with pills is that it might not be so hot. You might not want to do a machinery because you don't want to lose some of it and whatever, meaning, you know, you might want to use a proper pill crusher. So, anyway, Lemaisa, these are all very, very controversial. These are all very controversial. The Orcha Shabbos in Perikei in Halachos Chaf Aleph the Chaf Beis says chocolate you're not allowed to, but pills you are. Because pills, you don't see that it's just made of different powders put together. So you still see the original. But chocolate just looks like a thing in and of itself. And therefore, you see the original peanut is chocolate. It's funny, pills are harder than chocolate. So, and he doesn't say his scar. The Shmir Shabbos Gil Chassa says.
You're eating something about food.
What?
You
know,
not food.
No, that's not what he says, because he introduced it and he explains that it has to do with Nisbatla. Good theory, but that's not what he says. The Shmir Shabbos Gil Chassa is Mekel on both. The Shmir Shabbos Gil Chassa would be in Vav Yud Aleph. He says a pill you're allowed to and chocolate you're allowed to. Those are some of his examples. Vodin Ligabi Chocolat, etc. And he doesn't seem to, I mean, he has a long footnote called Zion. About this issue, but Lemaisa, at least in Halakha Lemaisa, he doesn't seem to worry too much about the Shmir Shabbos. Rabbi Rimmel was also making on both. It says it's very hard to know exactly what the Batla Pina Rishona, what is it? You know, if the Batla, if you know anything, you can tell that the chocolate is not a good cow bean. This is very controversial. The two examples they always argue about are chocolate and pills, although I'm sure you can think of many other examples also. The Shmir Shabbos Gil Chassa is machmir, is makel on both. Makel in chocolate and pills. The Orcha Shabbos is machmir in chocolate, and makel in pills. Very interesting. Instead of pill, You could tell pills are made of powdered stuff together, but chocolate doesn't look like it's made of powdered stuff together. And the bread doesn't look like it's made of powdered stuff together. A little hard to tell what the getter of Miss Spotlight is.
Are you referring to the creaminess of chocolate? Meaning like
I'm not sure.
Melted into a liquid.
Meaning yeah. I'm all very sustainable. We combine the shared tropical pasta, who's baking all these things, and especially if you do it, you know, if you want to be extra careful, you can do it at La Alter, and then you have another side of the hot gel, and so if you do it La Alter, then you're for sure. Don't have to worry. I mean, you're going to put together the corner to worry, but you sure don't have to worry.
First of all, going back, is mouse considered particularly character?
That is a great question. Meaning, this is the big part of the truth of death. The truth of death, all of a sudden, what we make while things are doing kaka, he has two choices. Because the source, the mud itself on the clothing, machol should be shown in. It's not for the mark. But in the gemara, there's in your basis the source that breaking up clod into loose dirt is token. So it's clear that token applies to dirt, even if not every example is before the shot. But before the shot, token applies to dirt. Basically, there are only two ways to go with this term of the definition. One is that he was misophic that maybe dirt is gibuli karka, and therefore it only applies to gibuli karka. Meaning, gibuli, if gibuli karka is like, well, gibuli karka, you know, karka is more that's not so possible.
Why is it even part of the Shaila if you do like Karka or not? It is Karka.
In any case, there's enough we want to say that it's probably following the government. The truth of the definition either means one of two things. Either you mean maybe there's no Kina El Dili Karka and dirt is Dili Karka because Karka is even better. Or you read him carefully, he never actually says there's no tina shalom yidule karka. Maybe what he just means is that shalom yidule karka tina is clearly less than was the mitzvah, and therefore it's also edible for sure. But he never mentioned tina yidule karka. Meaning, is it a theorem of maybe in tina both and maybe in tina yidule karka? As to maybe or not, a theorem of two different things. Which case you wouldn't have to pass it. The cousin is, then the last way to avoid this. If you look inside that, there's no sign of passage. Okay.
So one more time. Do you like crossing the matzah into the soup? That would be the club, right?
So crossing matzah is bread. Matzah is very hard. Yeah, so matzah hard. Lamaita, everyone's based on crossing matzah. So you can cross the matzah into your soup. Not to mention the fact that even when you do cross the matzah into your soup, you are also doing it loud there because so it would be gross if you do it loud there. And you're not even doing a doc probably.
Raise your hand, right?
Right. And you're not even doing it, but that's not a hand there. You would be doing it in an otherwise altar way.
Is a hand never a hedger gum?
The hand, we have not found that a hand is hedger gum by token. Now, just to be fair, we haven't had a lot of discussion by token. I'll prove you. By the anyway, we never found that a hand is hedger gum by token.
You find it spelled. Why didn't it spell?
What?
Why didn't it spell?
Where did you see salt? Okay. Lemaisa Yeshua Hotel, you know, and, right, you know, and maybe it's good. He is my Yeshua Hotel because in the last of the Torah, we don't find any classic Rishonim or classic Achronim being my colleague in different kinds of foods. You know, just the kata from dried mud, or when it comes to food, no one ever said it's different kinds of foods. But maybe good to do it la'alter, and then you avoid all shilas. I mean, all shilas, la'alter has to work, And yeah, la'alter, it's always good. Like, if it's something not to bring, you know, it's good la'alter, always get another card. Yeah.
There's a definite potential in the Wisconsin.
Sure.
So I have to discuss talking now, I can't solve it. And we spoke about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, shipping up the route,
Why do we say salt does not do the karka? It's the answer is it's not edible. So if that edible, we consider it to do the karka. The chala category.
Okay, I mean, I don't know what the fuck it just means to the gazette.
And therefore considers it a Shinui Gar.
Okay, the only thing I would say is that
the word of Shinui itself,
not totally. Yeah, I wonder if that's a Shinui thing you're used with the part of the other.
I know it's pressing up the mouth and special pressure.
Right, so that's what I wonder. Sort of gets back to the fact that, well, the moth is probably not even dot dot anyway. I wonder if there's anything that's really dot dot that we don't need to put our hands. It's a hard thing to do, Pam. But on the right side, I think that that connection. Okay, continuing your day. Last Ramah here. The 12 that were my nail of the whole day's maniac. Everything, this whole, even as only been, maniac for Akhard Mat. Everything's what the altar. This is not found anywhere in Shah. Neither is Tokenach or Tobin. Meaning, none of these, except for the Kul of Shinoi, none of these are found in Shah. Now, okay, the Kul of Oakland. On the one hand, the Kul is not found in Shas, but on the other hand, no example of Homer by Oakland ever found in Shas either. So, you know, but in Tokenach or Tobin is not found in Shas, just as far as the Rishonim, and Laos is not found in Shas, just as far as the Rasha. What does he say? His far is a little stronger than in the Ramah verse here. Oh, just like Borer? Okay, that's not good, such a good far up here. On the Laos, they're not supposed to out there. And the way that I after all, you're like, and when you eat, you're learning in small pieces or big pieces, and you can't say the Torah gave a gavul of full Shabbos. You can eat this kind of pizza and not that kind of pizza. Doesn't make sense. Not that you chew your food. Say your mouth is not okay. But anyway, that is the fourth kula and the altar. This is a rakba. And the Beit Yosei, and the end of our month, said, what is the wrong thing at the end here? She was a rasva of the wrong parakla. Don't know the wrong book. But this is part of that, the halakha. Okay, so then the rasva and the ran and the rama mutter. The kazan ish goes ballistic. Kazan ish says you can't just invent, it's the rasva. But even the Rafa, gets certainly credit from the Chachamim, but you both. You can't just say, he says Rafa, which is good. He says, who am I to argue the Rafa? The Rafa is a Rishon, but you can't possibly have a Rishon, which is he's a Yachin, or Rishon, be Mikil, and be encouraged and see love to the whole Shabbat. Says nobody with Rafa, he's the diet, he is the Yukon, all Rishonim against the Rafa. Okay, all of these more questionable. Meaning, every case he said, they don't have louder and they were only able for a different reason. That shows they don't have to louder. Then everyone else will say, no, that just shows that it was not a case of louder. One of his biggest bias is when we had the Tosefta. Okay, we'll see my Rama's exact Tosefta, not a big deal. In the beginning of this Rama, author lots of words from Lifting the Kingdom. Lifting means the author, but it's better than to eat. That's the end of the altar. Okay, everyone else just says, oh, the thing is from them to eat later. Kazanish, the diet, you don't need to move across from these things. But he does point out, you can find 20 places in the we're talking about things, he doesn't get ahead of the altar. So maybe you'll look for the altar, or maybe the Rasta is wrong. He just said the Ran didn't mean, not like the Rasta, the Ran just meant to. Both the Rafa to tell us the Shita. He doesn't even think it's a Shita of Tubito. He thinks only Shita of one. So, Kazan says it's not even a sniff log of the cloud. It's a Shita in this state. Right? Says the Kazan. Officer, not even a sniff locker. It's a dot. Yep, it is not a sniff locker at all. However, the Mr. Bruin, the beer halacha, take a in between. Derek was accepted by, you know, the modern day folk of all the books that you look at. They say, look, even in the Beit Yosef, after the Beit Yosef pulled the Rafa, he says, what about our, how do you say it? Insalata? How do you say it, Zaki? Okay, he's got the right accent. The either insalata, he says, well, to do it, Wilder, to be on the safe side, do double stuff. Okay. So, you know, he's nervous to do double stuff. He doesn't even say just don't do a dot dot. He even says do a double stuff on the safe side. So, he says, what do we see from here? So, he says, you only call the Rafa, but he never rejected the Rafa, so he's not the Rafa, but he's not the fish. And of course, he wasn't 100% convinced, and he says, better to be not there if you can. Not only that, they found there was a sort of borderline, you know, early Apple, let's say, you know, close to Rishonim, who are important Rafa. There's no Rishonim. Yeah, the Chazanit will tell you, I couldn't even Rishonim against the Rafa. It's all disputed. No one explicitly says against the Rafa. It's all arguments from science. However, the children you learn, of course, against the Rafa. Right? They point out, and who points out? The Beis Yosef. I don't think he'll say quote Shulchan Gevurah. Rambam does. Anyway, the Rambam already quotes from Shulchan Gevurah and the Fasnikal Hefters there. The guy, Shulchan Gevurah, Zahir, etc. Okay, says the Rambam, well, the Shulchan Gevurah argues there was not factors for Shulchan. Even though Beis Yosef was nervous about it, even though he didn't know the Shulchan Gevurah, and didn't know when they wrote the Shulchan Gevurah. But then he points out, however, in Armadinos, they're chotek with snow, dak ma'od. In Armadinos, they do it. Yes, I'm not so smoke. Even on the fact you have the altar, so the meaning of olam in Poland is to rely on the head of the altar. Poland says you should be careful not to do the electric fuel until the summer of Sunnah. Don't do it first thing in the morning. So the Mr. Word basically takes that approach. If you look at the Mr. Word, hey, you can fuck the kennel heters there. The Gam Beis Yosef, and in the footnote, the fact that he says Shulchan Gevurah, the Gam Beis Yosef, Kota, that is still better to be Machmir. Therefore, many Akronim said it's good to do it Beis Yosef, and even the altar do it a little big and not rely on the cool of the altar. However, those who do it, and then the other, you can't object, the Yeshlam, Alma, She, Yismochu, that is basically, that is the Hakron of the Mishnah Brura, which is the Hakron of most post canalidate, says the Mishnah Brura, of he. So first of all, we've got to put the Shulchan Gevurah. That the Mishnah Brurah, Alpi the Beis Yosef, he says that, Hamekel, Yeshlo, Alma, Lismoch, but it's better on this Lafto, Katikos, Gedolos, meaning to not use the heter of Lauder. And we popkin the modern day storm, all popkin like the Mr. Brura, that anyone who does Koke Yomer, Tarak Latuna, has what we saw in the gun, can't object. You know, you don't have to criticize them. However, let's best not to rely on the school and to cut it in Tatiko's Gedolos. Which means what they're even out of cool out there. So the Maitha, again, we're not like the Chazanish. Chazanish would say that it's a Chalik Shabbat. Oh, they're following Rafa. It's good for the Rafa. The Rafa is because Yachid, and he doesn't, it's not really. But there's one important, yeah. No, I don't think the Chazanish said Gdol is tough and problematic. He would just say, those people who stop it, farming Lila out there, don't have all that people. And there's other, you know, matching bananas, etc., which he considers to be like Doc Doc. You can say you don't have a machi sofu. Okay, one important question the Bureau of Law already asked in Dirmanathal Media about it says, what are the conditions? There's all those stolen. Okay, so I understand. It's hoping there is no Oko in Stolen. I'll just give it up. Oh, there's only one to be God in Boris, so why not say here it's only one to be God? So he said, no. That he says it must be
He says, but all the poskim assume you can chop with a knife. They open a chopping with a knife. So he says, it must be close to the human god, then that, no, the ikar is what the derech ha'tila. In Gorer, the derech ha'tila is use your hands, not to use fictors, etc. However, in Tobey, everyone knows, right? If I invite you to my house, and I throw meal, and I give you a table, put you at the table, and there's a plate, and a glass, and a napkin, and a spoon, and a fork, am I a good host or not? With the knife, right? The fucking same way as you eat, you use your hand, cut the knife when you eat on your plate right before you put it in your mouth. That's their tequila. And therefore, a knife is, even though maybe a knife is also their clock, but a knife is their tequila, and therefore a knife is okay. So really, you're taking it from comparing to Borer, but being more formal than Borer. Here, they're rolling into the god, they're making a knife, because everyone knows you're a knife at the table when you eat. And there's a different home cola, and there's a bakhtalia. So here you need three conditions. Here you only need, it sounds like one condition, but says the Mishnah Berurah, and you really need two conditions. It needs to be a la'alter, and it needs to be a kli. It needs to not be any kli besides a knife. It needs to not be a specialized kli. And says the Mishnah Berurah, here this is very clever, right? Plus, far plus. What do we mean? Says the word. There's two reasons you can't use a specialized miyamiyuk of the top if you're using a heter v'alter. Number one, it's a dhamma, which is our bond. Number two, it's actually an heter d'oraita. If you use a miyamiyuk of the top v'alter, that's an heter d'oraita. And that's like using nafas part of the right book. So what do you mean by this? Li hamiyukad l'kap is asur mida'oraita. Me is open the hole. Try to ensure that open the hole. You're doing it the right, but it's not really the significant part, right? So basically, if I say, "Oh, I'm going to do altar. I'm going to greet doc to my, you know, let's assume we're not right. Right? I'm going to greet my carrot doc the altar with a greater or a whatever kind of fancy chopping bite, then not only that is durable with this call, we don't care about that. I'm doing this to the right stuff because there's no heter la'alter if you can clean the other the top because just like Boger. Boger, even la'alter, like in the strainer, it's also the right stuff, like right here. He's a clean the top, it's also the right stuff in addition to being over the cold, which I don't even know why the Mishnah has to mention in the cotton mem hay. And then to be my question is, what is the opposite? There's a word for a chopping knife, though. A cleaver? Is a cleaver only for meat or are they all cleavers?
They can't for meat.
Okay, a cleaver. What about, I have some of those knives, but I think I've seen them. Not like a regular knife. It's like a knife for people on it, right? That's special for dicing, right? So is that a clean yoke of the cop? Be my focus, which is your head, or mocker could be a clean yoke of the cop? Which means that if you use it for cooking meat, you can have a chop over the coal, maybe be macker. If you use it for bread, chop over the coal, maybe macker. If you're using it for known for vegetables out there, then it's a chop and go right. For sure, you see macker either way. For sure, you can macker on the hot pan. Because the chop is at least the drop on them, if you're using it here in two or three, and if it's using the heter v'alter alone, it's just the heter v'alter, let's say the vegetable. Which is the Jula Karka, and which was never ground before, and you're talking about altar, because you're relying on the Rava, then it's chopped in the Rika. The Unconscious disagrees. He says you can't be Makal in different kind of knives. All knives are the same category. Except Makal's version of Shoka, but it definitely designed to be Makar.
Those who hold that half Mr. Osir, that also apply to any knife bigger than a regular knife, maybe your average chef's knife.
So I think the difference is this. Like a knife I use, I think my knife. I think my knife. I know what I have. These big knives that you never put on the table. Let's say like the rope, right? There's a big knife. But that's not for cooking. That's me, you got for cutting certain things, right? But it's not for choking. Any knife here, you seem to be holding more than I am. But my impression is, any knife that has the regular shape of a knife is not miyuchad for toking. If it was miyuchad for toking, it would be rectangular at the end, so you can go top, 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 top. Any knife that's like this is generally not miyuchad for toking, because then you can't go chop, 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 chop. You can just go slide, slide, slide. So I think it does work. The hot mess, they're only
the rectangular toking.
Could be used for toking. But it's not really good for toking. If I can dice the onion dot dot, then I could use just a big knife, the same as if I were slicing a room or cutting challah. But a real chef would. A real chef would use one of those very particular knives because they're made for chopping down and not sawing the crop. Am I right?
When even like the big knives that look like this are used to chop vegetables, like that, but that's not the only thing they're used for.
Well, let's not be the mockery where they're moving
to. Now, actually, if there was a tzorech, would you move in Patkin? You still make a lerbo?
Ah, if you were stuck, you could be someone coming around. That's what sounds like in limbo. If you were stuck, you could be someone coming around. Although, it's always a question of what you would be stuck. Maybe you could at least have to do a double stop to get out of it, right?
I just following on Rabbi's Bora point to contrast the use of knives. We said that it mutter and Bora as like an extension of your hand to use a bunch of these tables, obviously a strainer, but a fork, a spoon, and a knife. Would we author for Bora certain knives also, or is every knife considered an extension of your hand? It is like more of a Bora question, I guess.
I think every knife is an extension of your hand,
including one of these hackmasters or something like that.
But they're not used for Bora. They're used for the token, they're not used for the Bora.
Right, I'm just like.
What if there's a knife with a vehicle of Borer, which I can't think of one offhand? I don't know.
Already. Already, probably. Not.
What?
Already knife is just the field.
Exactly. to translate.
Rav Moshe would still say, you see, Rav Moshe would say it doesn't matter, but you have to imagine it helps you peel, and of course it does. But look, have the machine at home that helps me peel. I know my kids have some machine. I don't know if they like music, they want to eat peeled, or just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I never used it. It just seems to me unethical to put in so much work to peeling an apple instead of just eating it with the peel, and it seems like it's soil.
Take out the cores at least.
Fixed it when it grew, because it's not soil, but a lot of effort to make your kid not fetch. And it's probably good for them to eat apples, though. Candy. Okay. Harab and Yudhim. That's the ikker of parenting. Harab the Yudhim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. the last thing, Agav, Rav Avadya in the tubulars, and we can't just make a look at Amri Lahal there. He said, good enough for us. Okay. He's more Mako. Fine. Viter. The last thing I want to discuss is one of the other passing discussions is what about an egg slicer? You have an egg slicer? Both Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe on the sheet and Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Gimel says an egg slicer is okay. Why is an egg slicer is okay? It's not miyuchad for toking, it's just for making slices. Slices are fine. So therefore, you can use an egg slicer. Of course, you can even use an egg slicer if you then turn the egg 90 degrees and do it again. So that's not a yochid for toffee. You can turn 90 degrees, then turn it again 90 degrees, and ended up making it into tiny pieces. But that's still not a yochid for toffee because it's meant for slicing. It's mostly used for slicing.
The egg is not fully carved, though.
I'm saying that's why it's mustard. It's only questionable to the default.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right.
Well, that's pretty sharp.
Sharon Shabbos, Bob Gimel.
They would say the same for an apple or whatever slicer. Also.
Yeah, there's such thing.
Yeah, an apple slicer.
Really? Yeah. That's not a clean yoke of the token because it's a yoke of the slicer. Okay. The last thing I wanted to discuss, which is not in the dress explicit in Shulchan Aruch, is a very fundamental machloket, is mashing token or not. This goes back to, how about mashing a banana, right? Ever mash a banana? What else do we mash? For little kids, something. Avocado? Anything else we mash? Okay, that's good enough.
Beans, maybe?
What'd you say?
Beans, nothing to mash.
Mashed beans? And a garlic. How about garlic? Right. How about, okay, that's things, potatoes, et cetera. Oh, then one of the things we eat mashed is mashing, poking, or not? This is a fundamental question, meaning the physical guess, right? How about mashing? This is a fundamental makoke. Then because an ish, pushed it beyond the shadow of a doubt that mashing is boer. What happens when you mash something? You break it into tiny little pieces, but immediately, because there's moisture in it, they stick together. But you're breaking into tiny little pieces. And then they're immediately sticking together. I'm not sure I found that intuitive. Says for Moshe, and then there's Moshe. He says, what are you talking about? Mashing, it's only token, you break something into little pieces. You mash something, it stays one piece. It used to be a hard piece, and now it's a soft piece. That's softening. Everyone agrees if you soften something, let's say take something hard and I roll it on the table to make it soft. Everyone agrees that's not okay. There's a vote here, you're just softening it. I said, look at that. No, you're breaking it into little pieces that are still stuck together. Okay, that's the fundamental of my focus. Says the cousin ish. Mapping is token. Says the Igris Moshe. Mapping is not token. Where is the cousin? In my intuition, would not have been with the cousin ish. Where did the Chazon Ish get this idea that that mashing is that mashing is totally from the Tosefta, right? What's this Tosefta? Remember, the Tosefta says that you can't be chotek rugus or harubin lifnei adikayim, right? That Beis Yosef b'shem ha-Tosefta. What was the lush of Tosefta? Hopefully, the Beis Yosef has the Lashon Tosefta maybe a little more accurate, the original Lashon. If not, then we'll have to go to the here we are. Time Tosefta come to base the aim of Raskim the Bela Groger for Harun Snay of the Cain of the Shabbos. Abu Marasa to be Yatosakin the eighth part of Ain't Koshi. You know with a Yatosakin eighth part of the Shinoi, but you can't be Marasa the Grobus, the Haruvim, they what do they add the Bela, okay, before there's a Cain. And when there are multiple folks, my battery is running low. Is that supposed to be plugged in? Here we are. Okay. It's important to be tightly connected to the source of power. And if you find it coming loose, you have to work. It says in the Raskin. How does the Ramah say this over? Lived into Usher Lakho Grogris Vitimuke, the Haruvan named the Canaan. It says Marakin, he quotes it over as Lakho. The Maghavar notices this in Yudalid. Matakat of Shambhashim of Tosef is the Eno, the Katan Tosef, the Imarakin Grogris, the terrible Marakin, who? Be a mean Marakin, and if you hear Marakin and Kotik are the same thing, Usher, hey, Pastor Lakho, we have Tosaki, it can't mean the Kotik, because Kotik is a knife. How do you Kotik with a handle of a knife? So speak up near the captain of the Imrathic and the Kotesh Bakora means crushing, crushing with a beam, with a stick, etc. The Ramah obviously assumes that a Imrathic, let's go to. Says the Tosefta. Tosefta, a Imrathic. But what does Imrathic mean? So says the Ramah, it means token. Means you can't shop. However, says the Magen Avraham, no, it doesn't make sense. It means koshin. Koshin means koshin. Now we have another question. What does it mean? What does the Magen Avraham mean? Let's say the Magen Avraham is right. What does the Magen Avraham mean? What happens to something if you pound it? You don't chop it, you pound it. Well, that depends. It could break into a little pieces. Or it could be mashed. And this, even for the Magen Avraham, it's not so poshut. What does the Magen Avraham mean? He says, oh, you're doing kofish. Okay. But what does he what does he mean by this? So this, I mean, the this is machlokes in the Igros Moshe and the Chazon Ish. They even just grant the Magen Avraham. Okay, that's what I think the Magen Avraham is like.
What does Kochim do? Then, what happens when you're Kochim? Says the Papan. He says, obviously, it gets mashed. Because these are very, very sticky, moist things. And there the Rav Moshe.
Let's see if I can find one line to read you. He says, Umasha Kosev, the Grogerus, this is part of the Chazon Ish. Okay, fair enough. He says the growers are different. They are but they might get stuck together a little. Says the Ibrahota. Even if the Mugnabram is right, they get pulverized. And then stick together. What does he mean by this? He means that it's something very popular. What happens now with the kite? You get some grovers and try to crop them. Says Rav Moshe, you know what happens? They're actually dry, but in between them is a little of the sugar. So they get broken into little pieces, and then you see it's like peanut brittle. Right? Peanut brittle is little pieces stuck together. That is cocaine. But if you mash a banana or a potato, do you see little pieces stuck together like peanut brittle? You know what that is? Or is that sesame thing they sell in the shop? Anyway, says Rav Moshe, says the covenant, it is mashed, and this is one big mush. Count this, okay? And says Rav Moshe, no way! Many visible small pieces that are stuck together. That counts as cocaine. Because there are many pieces. But one big mush, that's not an actual English word, is not cocaine. Anyway, here's my focus. What is this Tosefta talking about? There are a lot that is going about chopping. Talking about matching. They say no, but the money rubs says it's talking about pressure, talking about applying pressure to it. What happens when you apply pressure? This seems to be my focus, maybe not the same thing, I'm Zara. Because it says when you apply pressure to grow, it becomes a pain. Okay, we see, turn very funny into a muscle, okay? Because you've broken it down. Rose says, no, that's ridiculous. Have to turn one thing into one thing, it's okay. It's only okay to turn one thing into many things, right? That's his basic order. He says that, one second. And b'china star rip shita shino shay b'china klal v'risuk. Okay, says someplace here. He says the pasha that tochin is only when you break something into many pieces. Fine. Here we are. The ingot tchinuk shenasu peirurin resisin daken.
Only when you turn something into many pieces. It says when you crunch it into even many pieces, because there's a heart that's very dry and hard, it breaks into many pieces. Even if then it mixes with the sugar and sticks together, you can see it's broken into many pieces. However, like the stigma focus or Moshe says mushing something is not cocaine. Kaznish says mushing something is cocaine. And what was the big issue in their days? The big issue was, how about mushing bananas? Says Rav Moshe and Rav Avada, mushing bananas is mutter for two reasons. A, because you're not breaking into little pieces, or avocado. A, you're not breaking into little pieces. And B, it's water. No one mushes a banana to eat later. You must have right to feed it to the baby. Those babies who mush bananas to feed the babies. Maybe they sold it nowadays. Anyone have a baby?
Yeah, bananas to babies.
Do you mush a banana to feed to a baby?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't work, right? Amazing. Okay, so this is a big mark. Look at that. Most of the two reasons. Both those reasons don't exist. The whole math thing, it's to me. That's the means there's no Tal Hakka whatsoever. Out there, no Tal Hakka whatsoever. It's possible to me. No one reduced the Rashba and the Shiva. Therefore, the Kazan said, you're Kaya Kata for
feeding a banana to your baby on Shabbos. He says, believe any suffix. There's the most popular thing in the world. What does he say here? He says, Ein kan, and he even says even the Rashba wouldn't have been mekel. Because the Rashba is only mekel by chopping, not by this. This is the most popular. Because Matthew is more popular than chopping. He thinks even the Rashba would have been makel. Because it's most popular. Okay, Lemaita, take my focus. Have a be Toskin. What? Yes. How do we talk in the conversation? It's both much machine noise, so don't worry. Says Ramosha, it's more for what they're more. And then he says, oh, but even the conversation about the machine noise. And then he says, well, it's really easy to do a machine noise in this case. And there, machine noise anyway, even though it's more for two reasons. It would be nice to do it with a, machine noise. What? A shinoi, because it's not like professional. The truth is that, maybe I misspoke. It's not that the mishnah were based on the Rambam, of course, of the Taz, and the Beis Yosef, who carved two shinoi. It's more that he carved the shinoi and that you've not used any professional equipment, any common defining equipment. Like the Pelvin in the era had only one cleave, that would be enough for a shinoi.
So why the handle of the knife with the instrument? It's a knife.
Because
that's
new
machinery. And that's not you. Why is the non-handle? Why is it greater than a machine? It's not a big with me about it. It's...
No. There's three dargas. There's three dargas of Caleb. There's shinoi, such as a knife handle. There is a fakin, meaning normal, but not miyuchah. It's normal to dice with it. And then there's the miyuchah, the cock. Right? Basically, when it la'alter, slash ain't good, Oakland shame, good karka, slash ain't good karka, okay, you're allowed to use shinoi or like in between level, but not miyuchah, the cock. When it's yonavating sort of a hotel like spices, then you're only allowed to shia. Okay, getting back to this, halakha l'maisa, says the Igros Moshe, vaday mutter, at least vaday mutter l'alter, at least it's l'alter when you two start l'hakel, is for sure mutter, but it's told l'hakmer, since it's very easy to do with a shinoi, it would be good to do with a shinoi. Ravadja does not require a shinoi in this. Ravadja says, it's good to do with a shinoi out of deference to the Chazanish. He says, not so hard to do a shinoi. You want the normal way to mash a banana with a fork. What would be a shinoi way to mash a banana? With the handle of a fork. Or with a spoon, which is no better for mashing than the handle of a fork. That would still be a shinoi. So therefore, it's good to do it with a shinoi.
So Ravadja would be mashed even with a kli, because it's not made from the filter.
He's master even with a fork.
Even with a master.
I think so. I mean, he was talking about bananas, but I think so. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's one case where even the chazanish has to be makel. Says the Shmir Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos is machmer like the chazanish. Also, the ma'ich banana, etc. But if someone needs to, you can do it with a shinoi. And to do it la'alter. He's very, very machmer here. Do it with a shinoi and do it la'alter. Why is he so machmer? Very unclear, since really it's not clear that it's usher in the first place.
Why didn't shinoi have to cross the border?
What?
Why didn't shinoi have to cross the border?
Yeah, it's not. So he says, he found some big chumra. I don't know, it's a big chumra. That... No. I'm not sure. The truth is, I'm not sure. I understand why he's not so much on the altar. He has many other stars. Why? I don't know. Okay, the mice with the shino is good enough. However, says the Shmir Shabbos. So here he uses the Chazanish. However,
says, he says the next one, he says, however, if they got very soft to cooking, then there's no issue of trina.
Let's say, who said garlic? Let's say you have roasted garlic. Right, roasted garlic is pretty soft generally. And you want to spread it on your bread, and it's just out of chocolate. Okay. So he says, look at the very end of Shenfach Aleph. What is it at the end of Shenfach Aleph? Says, Shum Bolser Lilo Sharitka Mir Shabbat and started Bifa Upaligar and Bifa Shabbat. Here we're talking about the main thing he's talking about is the fact that it's docking, getting the liquids out. Right? If it needs crossing, you're not allowed to cross the Shabbat. The ink started Shika. If it was already crossed, you just need to grind it, then you're allowed to finish up on Shabbat. And therefore, you're allowed to really finish grinding and crushing the cooked porridge with the wooden spoon on Shabbos after you take it off the fire, etc. Why does it all token in front of the Chazon Ish, you're mapping everything? The answer is once it's cooked, then already, once it's softened by cooking, that's already not token anymore. Token is a natural state. Not once it was already. It's token basically if you're mapping it from like being very hard. Once it's already softened by cooking, then there's no token anymore. Even the Chazon Ish has to admit that because of the rise of Chaver, who says you can be goring ha'ochel in the pot. And that's what he said. There appears to be rakosh in this rak ma'od al diabishal ve'nochem ma'od l'risok nipka mehem ifter t'china. B'lachayin b'ter livmer appears to be v'shalim. Ah, that's an example. How about, let's say you have jam with real fruits in it, and you spread it. Why isn't that token in front of the Chazon Ish? Spread it on your bread, or spreading cooked garlic, roasted garlic on your bread, or Chazon Ish. The answer is no. Once it's already cooked and softened, then it was already mapped by the cooking before Shabbat. You have to cook. That's how they make it. And therefore, that's not an iser of token. So even the Chazon Ish admit, even the Chazon Ish would have an exception that if it was already softened by cooking, then, and I don't know if that was by the potatoes. He says only if it's softened. Potatoes don't get very soft when you cook them, but garlic when you roast, they get pretty soft. Much softer than boiled potatoes. And Cesar Solazam, and also in Perek Vav Halachas Dayin, he said, what about raw fruits and vegetables? He says, you can't smear them. You can't smear raw fruits and vegetables because of the token that causes an itch, unless they're very soft. Let's say you have a very soft banana, then you can spread it a lot. It's already that. It's already very soft. You don't have to put that by even at it. Turn soft after a while or whatever. He told how to say, oh, like, hey, there's already very soft. It's mucker. And the whole thing is a bit harder than that. That's when you're mashing it for the kid, right? So avocados, sometimes they can be very soft. If the avocado is already very soft, he says, what does very soft mean? If you have to peel, obviously. If you try to pick it up from one end, the rest will fall out of your hands. It's not, okay, an avocado will get soft. What about that? But an avocado is still hard, then in the positive, you say you can't even smear it on your bread. Because smearing on your bread is a shot of tokein, unless you do it with a shim, which would make it a little more awkward. So Lamaisa, even though Rav Moshe is making on this, Lamaisa, it's proper to be machmir like the Shmir Shabbos, like the Chazon Ish, because even Rav Moshe in the end, even though he was really convinced, he didn't have to be machmir. He was still machmir. The mice in Epshur Lishko, she had told the Gam Bekata, told Lathos Kain Lathos Gam Sheep, the Chazon Ish. Like that, if it's hard, you don't have to. Okay, but it would be good too. What is the just one caveat? If it's hard. If it's hard, then it's okay to mash it. If it's already more. It's more of cooked foods from the end from the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes that from the past, from Zion, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, likewise raw foods. But if they're just very soft already, you know, bananas are sometimes be very soft, no? Who eats bananas? Are they sometimes very soft?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so if it's already very soft, then the Chazon Ish wouldn't be master. But if it's more, that would be my focus, the Chazon Ish remote. And because the end would be master. And therefore, there's definitely
your Ramon quotes Rav Lichtenstein actually said that even for bananas, avocados, whatever, and seemingly even if it's hard, you'd be able to smear on this. It's not open if there are papilla.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that. I'm going to ask more about it. He said, but the difference between like putting in a bowl and that
perfect clearing it out like everything. I mean, not just if it's soft or whatever. He said even the chazanish should be mazel.
Yeah, what page is it?
690.
Yeah, this is the against the Shmir Shabbos. Right, says the Shmir Shabbos. You should not smear them onto bread. And then Rabbi Mon quotes that he heard from Rabbi Lichtenstein that to spread it onto the bread is not tochin. It's only tochin to do it like in a bowl, like you're making guacamole or something. But to spread it onto bread is not tochen. Maybe even the chazan ish would be mekel, because that's considered derech achila. To spread it onto your bread,
and he paskins this way, right? That's how he paskins. So he paskins looks a little like my Rebbe. Okay, put together for Moshe. So against the Shmir Shabbos Kolkata,
right? Which he quotes here also. He doesn't quote him explicitly about this case.
He just brings that as a separate heter for even when it's not on bread. Meaning it's one heter is on bread, well, one heter is on bread.
Yeah, keeping in mind, whenever you smear it on the bread, it's also lahakel, right? It's also a big time lahakel. Like, people think you would smear avocado on the bread to eat later.
Love that.
Really?
There's an idiom nowadays of like avocado toast that people like make. I don't know if it has to be in advance.
I mean, you have to toast on Shabbos.
No. People like they had it. You can leave it for later.
Yeah. If someone's making avocado sandwiches, eat later on Shabbos. But that's not anything that we're going to use typically on Shabbos. You don't send your kids to school. So anyway, okay. So that's a fascinating question. What if you're smearing it onto bread? I never knew this until just yesterday I was trying to do this for Ramon the other day. That he heard from Lichtenstein that on the bread is not there cocaine, and anyway, Moshe has food anyway, and Ravine is making anything for Alter. So you have two good coolers for Alter, and the fact that doesn't intuitively seem to be cocaine in the first place. And you have a third kula, even though it's against the Shmir Shabbos Kolkata. Okay, I think we can rely on it. Good enough for everyone, good enough for us. What?
If you never grow, Mikkel just the altar of Shmir Shalom.
Yeah, but he says it's better to be machmir like Rav Moshe. Right, given that he was going to make it like Rav Moshe, just as better to be machmir with the Chazon Ish, just given the Chazon Hakel, then that can take away the better.
Especially because even here's another factor. Even our most would say, like, oh, this is easy to be masculine and cosmic, you might as well. But, like, you want to put avocado on your bread, it's not so easy to do with the shiva. Is it? Not like mashed banana. I don't know.
I mean, maybe you can use that.
I don't need avocado.
Maybe. Sorry, it's about the story.
It's going to be, maybe. Anyway, okay, that's good to look. that is a good cool, and given that we're most of mother anyway. So, even though the Shmir Shabbos Kolkata is not really much of this Rabosha, but Rabosha has good tainus, and therefore, and even the Shmir Shabbos Kolkata admits that really the altar is mutter if someone wants to use it. Right, he says someplace there. He definitely says someplace there, no? Something about the altar? Okay, I don't remember where. Here we are. He says if you're stuck, yeah, what we stomach on if you do it la'alter. Okay, he's not so into this kula. Anyway, Lamaita, I think we can rely on the Rebbe's team, and then you can still put your avocado on your hot. People do that, no?
Then the bowl would be musician.
What?
We'd say the bowl would be musician.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can. Okay. I think it's better for token.
What was this part that the combination that matching works then? Chopping?
Because he thinks that matching is like grinding, and it's worse than chopping. Because it's real token. It says if you put it in the mortar and pestle. And therefore he thinks the rock was cool, it was only made on the altar when it wasn't the avalaka. And he thinks this matters the avalaka of grinding.
Because keep in mind, in the old days, they didn't always grind with mill. They ground with mortar and pestle. So that's a big thing.
Also, What are you saying? Also, one time with the heter, but when it's very soft, it seems like
when you're changing, you can't say you're matching it. It's not too much.
No, but you're changing the surah of the food. I mean,
you're not. You're changing the shape. Well,
you're not.
You're making less. No, when you have a hard banana and you mash it according to it, you're taking something with one hard piece and breaking it into a lot of small pieces, which happen to be a little together. But even though to us, we're open, but to us, it looks like one big piece. That's the salt. But if it's a salt banana, then it's already, there's only a lot of little, you're not breaking it down. You can call a hard banana or a soft banana breaking it down. It's already soft, then it's already broken down.
The question, really, the question is, things mathing breaking it down?
Yeah.
And so when you spread something, let's say, spread something, you'll see it breaking into different pieces.
Oh, yeah. So you also don't see it breaking into the pieces of math, because what happened then? That is still considered. Third question, not finished. Where's the solution? That's our finish. The common sense is not that way. Common sense would be like you're like remote. Hey, common sense is not always true, however. But sometimes things are more complex. But anyway, that's a good kula from Reflecting. I have to tell my wife that kula because our whole life, we've not here and not spread avocado on the bread. That's all good.
Wow. But all other spreads are talking
with. I don't need avocado anyway, so
fine. All other spreads are talking would be fine.
What?
All other spreads are talking would be fine, even if they're like grainy, like grain influence or something like that.
Yeah, that's already cooked and softened. Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I can think of is avocado. Because no spread banana spread. I mean, you could, but no one does.
I'm red cakes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, yeah, you know what? No, it's only to get to that getter, it'll really fall apart. If you want to be mathing around a lot of these things, like, most of the garlic, maybe it was not make a lot. But
no, the falling apart was what he said for things that weren't cooked. I think you're cooking before make
a lot. Yeah, the reason why I was, the reason for the cooking is you couldn't fall apart. Like, what would be the difference? Isn't it?
No. If you look in the Russian Shkirjab Zilchasi, he says if they're very easy to crush and they're cooked, that's okay. But when he says the things that are raw, he says only if they would fall apart if you pick them up. So he's Machali.
Somehow the cooking, because there's an Indian that the cooking means like a mite was already done to it that takes the place of cleanup. So there he was more makeup. So I understand the garlic wouldn't fall apart, but he would still be makeup. Okay. It's very subtle, but it's in the lesson. Okay, we're both saying now I have a technical issue to bring up. I had a noun that after we finish luck, we'll break for Hazara and the Bekina. I'm starting to become a little coachy because the main thing I fail at in life, you might have noticed, is keeping up the pace that I want to keep up. I have many reasons. I'm very far from the door. But the main thing that on a daily basis I don't accomplish my goals is keeping up the pace. Even to the point where it's not even clear that I really need it as a goal anymore. Yes, sir. It's a little. We're about to start Lush, and it's a little late in the year, and I'm a little choshesh that when we finish Lush and Chazer, it might already border on Hanukkah, and I don't want to. I'm not in favor of like closing yeshivas on Hanukkah, not learning Torah about that. That sort of backwards if you think about the story. But the Greeks didn't stop them from taking tennis. I'm going to do something very foolish and bring democracy into education. Would guys rather break now and have a bechina just through token, or finish left and have a bechina whenever it falls out or fall out? That's why I gave a hot dog. Let's say certainly it's after lunch, it would be 2 weeks. What's today's date? Today is the
20th.
Well, for Hanukkah, today's Gimel, right? Yeah. So let's say we finish lunch. Let's think about it. We finish lunch
Next Sunday would be good. Next Tuesday would be good days. That's getting a little... next Sunday would be good. Still be plenty of time before, but it would be getting very borderline.
Before Hanukkah, that's where it is.
But if we want to have a bechel before Hanukkah, we might have to stop it. When I'm on Hanukkah,
does anyone mukbits not have to keep on?
Does anyone
care? At the beginning of
Hanukkah.
At the start of Hanukkah. No, I'm not
wondering. Yeah, that one's helpful. So,
wondering and
what?
Well, we'll read anything.
So I don't want to stop the middle of the Lacha. So maybe then we will stop here. Again, I apologize to change the plans. It got a little later than I thought. Maybe we'll stop here. You know, you didn't waste your time to start learning Lacha. We'll get back into it. Why don't we stop here and Kader? Why don't we stop here and Kader? And maybe we could have the Berkina. Right. Yeah, we didn't do Lach yet. Maybe go to the kind of next Thursday. Wow. It's Sunday.
We get one more dose at the 8th of
December. We do it on the 8th of
December. We're eating a baby.
Good point. We didn't expect that one day.
Okay, but then in 2 weeks, anyone bored because there's too much time for Pather and not enough material, they can take the Bechina early and then learn how to do the Bechina until the normal Bechina date. They did a good mark.
And the final date, Rebbe? When's the final date of the Bechina end?
So the Bechina is 2 weeks from today.
Amazing, thank you.
And then we'll start Lush. We'll have Bechina 2 weeks from today. Then after that, we'll start Lush. Then we'll have another Bechina 2/3 way through the year on Lush and maybe Bishul. And then we'll have Bechina at the end of the year. Okay, so we'll stop now.
Now we have
a